For the first time in history, renewable energy just did something remarkable. It passed coal. And that's just the beginning of today's good news. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today we've got five stories that remind us the world is making more progress than the headlines suggest.
We'll cover the historic moment when clean energy overtook coal globally, plus a breakthrough in pancreatic cancer that targets what was called undruggable.
We'll also look at 47 countries now free from malaria and how Finland is on track to eliminate homelessness entirely. Let's get into it.
Here's a number that matters. 33.8%. That's the share of global electricity now coming from renewable sources. And for the first time ever, that's more than coal. According to analysis from Carbon Brief, clean energy didn't just grow in 2025. It met 100% of the increase in global electricity demand. Every knew what we needed. Renewables provided it. Fossil fuel generation didn't grow at all. Solar led the charge. Generation rose by nearly 30% in a single year. Think about that. In 12 months, solar output jumped by almost a third. This is the kind of acceleration that changes energy systems. Now, coal has dominated global power since the Industrial Revolution. Displacing it isn't just symbolic. It proves that economic growth and fossil fuel use can be decoupled. Countries can develop without locking themselves into carbon-intensive infrastructure. Some caveats matter. This is electricity only, not total energy use. Transport and heating still rely heavily on oil and gas. And coal hasn't disappeared. It's just been overtaken. But the trajectory is clear. The Paris Agreement targets look more achievable today than they did even a year ago. The clean energy transition isn't coming. It's here.
30% growth in solar in 1 year. That stat keeps sticking with me.
Right? And it's not subsidized niche projects anymore. Solar is now the cheapest option in most markets, purely on economics.
Which brings us to a story about a disease that's been one of oncology's toughest challenges, and a drug that just changed the equation. Pancreatic cancer has a reputation in medicine. It's aggressive, it's often diagnosed late, and until now, it's been remarkably resistant to treatment. The 5-year survival rate? Just 12%. But Revolution Medicines just announced results from their phase 3 trial of a drug called daraxonrasib, and the numbers are stunning. The drug doubled survival time for patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer. Here's why this matters beyond the numbers. Pancreatic cancers almost always carry something called a KRAS mutation. About 95% of them do. And for decades, KRAS was considered undruggable. The protein's surface was too smooth for drugs to grab onto. Pharma companies tried and failed for years. Daraxonrasib found a way. It targets a specific KRAS mutation called G12C and switches off the cancer-driving signal. This isn't just a win for pancreatic cancer. Other cancers, including some lung and colorectal cancers, also have KRAS mutations. The same approach might work there too. Caveats apply. The drug only works for the G12C mutation, which is a subset of cases. Side effects need long-term monitoring. And breakthrough cancer drugs often cost over $100,000 a year, raising serious access questions. But for a disease that's taken so many lives with so few treatment options, doubling survival time is genuinely historic.
I didn't realize KRAS was in 95% of pancreatic cancers. That's almost universal.
Nearly every case, which is why cracking this target could be so transformative. One drug, huge potential reach.
Speaking of diseases that have affected huge populations, the WHO just announced something remarkable about malaria. Malaria has killed more humans than any other disease in history. At its peak in the 20th century, it took millions of lives every year. But this week, the WHO announced that 47 countries have now been certified malaria-free. 5 countries reached this milestone in just the past 2 years. Two in 2024, three in 2025. The certification process is rigorous. Countries must demonstrate three consecutive years of zero indigenous transmission. Each one represents years of sustained effort. The progress extends beyond certified nations. In the greater Mekong subregion, malaria cases have fallen by nearly 90%, despite major challenges with drug resistance. New tools and interventions saved an estimated 1 million lives from malaria last year alone. This matters because it proves elimination is achievable even in resource-limited settings. The combination of bed nets, insecticide spraying, better diagnostics, and new treatments works when deployed systematically. Now, over 600,000 people still die from malaria annually, mostly children under 5 in sub-Saharan Africa. Climate change threatens to expand mosquito habitats, and drug resistance keeps evolving. The work isn't finished, but the list of malaria-free countries keeps growing, and that's worth celebrating.
1 million lives saved in a single year from new tools alone.
Remarkable, isn't it? Decades of research and public health investment paying off at scale.
From global health to a very personal kind of restoration, Finland is showing the world how to solve a problem many thought was unsolvable. Finland introduced something called Housing First in 2008. The idea is simple but revolutionary. Give homeless people permanent housing first, then address other issues like addiction or mental health. Don't make them earn housing through sobriety or employment. Housing is the foundation. Everything else follows. The results? Long-term homelessness has dropped by more than 35%. And Finland now aims to eradicate it entirely by 2027. What's striking is that this approach costs less than traditional shelters. When you factor in reduced emergency services, policing, and healthcare, permanent housing is cheaper than managing homelessness. It turns out the compassionate approach is also the economically rational one. Finland's model treats housing as a human right, not a reward for good behavior. And it's working. The country is on track to become one of the first to effectively eliminate long-term homelessness. Replicating this elsewhere won't be simple. Finland's social welfare infrastructure and relatively small homeless population create favorable conditions. And Housing First works best for chronic homelessness, less so for transitional cases. But the core lesson is powerful. Homelessness is a solvable policy problem, not an inevitable social ill.
Housing is a human right. That's a framing that changes how you approach the problem entirely.
Exactly. And the cost savings are the argument that wins over skeptics. Compassion plus economics is a powerful combination.
Speaking of powerful combinations, we've got one more story about giving ecosystems a chance to recover. And the results are extraordinary. The Saiga antelope is one of the world's most distinctive animals. Those curved horns, that unusual snout. 2 decades ago, they were nearly gone. Fewer than 50,000 remained in Kazakhstan. Today, over 4 million. That's an 80-fold increase from the brink of extinction to a thriving population. The Saiga recovery is one of many successes documented by the Global Rewilding Alliance this year. Across Europe, wolves, bison, and lynx are returning to landscapes where they had disappeared. In Ukraine, Lake Kartal is nearing full restoration after rewilding efforts. These aren't isolated experiments. They're proof that ecosystems can recover when given the chance. The rewilding approach works with natural processes rather than trying to micromanage. Control hunting, protect habitat, let nature do the rest. The Saiga story shows how quickly wildlife can rebound. 20 years, from 50,000 for 4 million. As one conservationist put it, ecosystems are more resilient than we thought. We just need to give them the space to prove it. Time for our rapid fire round. Here are this week's numbers that matter.
800 gigawatts. That's how much renewable capacity was added globally in 2025. A new record. Solar contributed 3/4 of that growth.
50 million kilograms. The ocean cleanup has now removed that much plastic from rivers and oceans. 25 million of it came just last year.
4 million. That's how many electric vehicles were sold worldwide in the first quarter of 2026. Norway and California have passed tipping points where EVs dominate new car sales.
100%. General Motors has become the first US automaker to match all its domestic electricity use with renewable sources. Over 100 facilities.
And 84.6%. Brazil's electricity grid is now that renewable, proving that developing economies can grow with clean energy.
That's your Brightside Daily for Wednesday.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, consider sharing this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And if you want the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we're looking at new Alzheimer's treatments that are changing how we approach dementia, plus a first-of-its-kind immunotherapy for solid cancers.
Until then, remember that progress often happens quietly, story by story, milestone by milestone.
Keep looking for the bright side. We'll see you tomorrow.